Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, guys. How are you doing? It's always something with Blog Talk Radio. The show page wasn't up, and so I don't know what's going on, and we have a lot of noise on the server, so I don't know. But anyway, we have Lori Givens here. Hello, Lori.
Hi, Alyssa. Dr. Medhus, how are you?
I am doing fine. I'm waiting for Michelle Gray to come on. I don't see her yet, but let's just talk to you first. You guys, Lori Givens is the author of one of the best books I've ever read. In fact, I gifted it to people in my family. Yeah, it's the Do-It-Yourself Guide to Conscious Living, Unraveling Your Mindsets in 21 Days. And let me see, some of these mindsets are, let me get to the chapters, the mindset of success, the mindset of listening, the mindset of praise and criticism, the mindset of passing judgment, the mindset of expectations, a mindset of needing to be right, a mindset of fitting in, the mindset of worry and fear. I mean, there are so many of them. That's just the first eight. But anyway, I'll let you take it away, Lori. What made you decide to write this book?
Well, there were many things. If you're okay with this, Dr. Medhus, I'd like to start with some comments that I prepared that I think will answer that along with a number of other things too, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
Okay. Well, I'd first, and I think it's most appropriate for me to thank you for inviting me to be a part of this broadcast. It's honestly a bit surreal because I have been a fan of Dr. Medhus since 2013, when I happened to catch, when I caught your television interview for your book, My Son in the Afterlife, I'm pretty sure I bought the book the very next day, and I vividly remember reading it with the feeling that I couldn't put it down. That's how compelling it was.
Wow.
Or should I say, still is. Since that time, I've been a loyal subscriber to Channeling Eric. And throughout that time, I've come to know you, Dr. Medhus, as an incredibly honest and transparent person who, at the risk of your own reputation, chooses to openly share the kind of information that so many of us want to know about, but we often don't have the courage to admit. So thank you so much for having
you.
That courage and for inspiring in me the courage to step outside my own comfort zone and write a book that, to many of my friends, former colleagues, and truthfully even family members, must seem like a departure from who they know me to be, or perhaps I've shown them to be. As you stated, and thank you, the name of my book is The Do-It-Yourself Guide to Conscious Living. For those of you who are listening in, my book has nothing to do with the afterlife, but everything to do with the present life, especially the one we live in our heads. There are close to 7.5 billion people living on the planet, and we all spend most of our lives in conversation with ourselves. And perhaps because we're each so preoccupied with whatever it is we're discussing, we don't notice how preoccupied everyone else is too. Well, that was certainly the case for me. Although the book I've written is not about me, it's not about you. It was inspired by some personal setbacks that eventually gave rise to me discovering how much time I spent thinking I was managing the busy world around me, when what I really needed was to manage the even busier one inside me. And truthfully, that was the only way I was going to be able to climb out of the hole that I had dug for myself. Had I not discovered what I did while writing this book, I honestly might still be in that hole. I might still be trying to make sense of all kinds of things in my life that had already taken place instead of making sense of the states of mind which kept me thinking about them. And let me be clear about something else, too. I am not one to look to other people to blame, but I am one to spend a lot of time in my head. Without knowing anyone who's listening here, I can state with assuredness that everyone is too. It's just what we do, partly because that's how our minds work. So I leave those parts to the experts. The other parts, though, the ones coming mostly from our habits that we can actually influence, well, those are the ones I wrote about. The book is about our mindsets. It's about the mindsets we all share. It's about ways of thinking we've owned most of our lives, many of which we've never thought of as ways of thinking, and even less likely our ownership of them. And despite how much time we spend convincing ourselves that the ways we think are different from other people, including those occasional times we think no one understands us, they are surprisingly the same. Think about it.
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, I've read these mindsets. Yeah, we all have these 21 mindsets, you know, with rare exception. They just define us as humans. And I don't know why we created these mindsets for ourselves, but anyway, go on, please. And by the way, Michelle Gray, our medium's on the phone. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. Eric is here too. He says, hi, everybody. He is listening. And hi, Lori. I'm listening so intently to you right now as well. But I just want to say that Eric says hello to you. And when you were talking about reading his book and everything, he says, thank you. And he also says to you, thank you so much for what you're doing. What you're talking about right here, right now, is so important about being in the present.
It is so important. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So
okay.
He is intensely
go ahead, Lori.
Listening. Please continue.
Well, I appreciate all that. Dr. Medhus, you have no idea about this, and neither does the medium, Michelle, who is here. And I don't know how much of it I should disclose, but I do have a history with Eric, and that's mostly Dr. Medhus because I have been a subscriber, and I have spoken with several people and several of the resources that you've provided over the years. So I am humbled and touched that he would say something. So thank you.
Uh-huh. Awesome. He's sending
boy.
You his love. Send me a kiss. Yes, that's awesome.
Mm. Well, if Dr. Medhus or Alyssa, if I can, I was just going to give the reader some examples of some of the mindset.
Oh, yes, please do. Yes.
Okay. Even though, and I thank you for listing them from some of them from the book, but what I came up with were examples that we can possibly relate to a little bit more. And the first one is, and I'll go through them. And there are many, many more. I just chose several for tonight. We all feel flawed and look for flaws in others so we don't feel so bad about the ones we see in ourselves. We all are constantly rushing to judgment, mostly about each other, and mostly without any sensation that we're in a hurry. We all have a need, and yes, it is a need to be right, or at least feel as if we are. One of my favorites is we all love to take sides without ever noticing how drawn we are to seeing things in opposition. Even if it's only in our minds, we all criticize far more often than we praise, which generally leaves us feeling rather satisfied with our long list of things we don't like and much shorter list of things we do. We all love rules, particularly the ones which require other people to adapt to the way we like things to be. To one degree or another, we all are uncomfortable with change, especially the kind we don't see coming. We all have a tendency to want and expect more, especially when it comes to whatever we feel like we're owed. We all supposedly believe that loss is inevitable, but we spend most of our lives avoiding even the possibility of it. And possibly one of my favorite chapters in the book, we all use worry to make us feel like we are doing something about our fears.
This stuff is so deep, people. Sometimes I'll read a sentence over and over again because almost every sentence in this book is so powerful. Now, before you go on,
that
I want to ask
so
you
nice.
What your background
Thank
is.
You.
What is your background? I mean, how did you get into this? Do you feel like it's channeled some of it? Tell us.
Well, get a little bit out of my comfort zone again, but my background, I'm not uncomfortable with that, is I was honestly very successful in the financial services sector. I was in sales for many, many years. I started out in financial operations out of college and did a lot of financial operations management in both the private and public sector. And I also was in both retail and wholesale sales for financial services as well. When I walked away from that industry, and I walked away mostly because the industry left me little choice because it had imploded. But I somehow lost myself in the process, even though I thought I was taking a well-deserved break. But I honestly lost myself while it was happening because I'd never stopped to consider that who I was almost entirely defined by what I did for a living. And when I left that behind,
and
I think unknowingly, I left a big piece of me behind.
That is so common, especially in the Western culture. We define ourselves by our careers. And then when that career changes, it's like, ooh, who am I? So I can see that you would get a little lost. I remember when I retired, my neurosurgeon friend said, how could you? I mean, do that because I define myself as a neurosurgeon. I don't know what else I'd be if I did not have that title.
Yeah.
So I said, what? I feel like I'm a mother before, or a wife before that. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, that's funny that you mention it. This morning I was contemplating some things to share, and I'll just continue with what that thought process was before. I think what happened to me is I got lost inside the facts of who I thought I was instead of the feelings of who I really was. All the qualities that had made me good at what I did no longer seemed to matter, not even to me. I still had those qualities, but unless I had a title or label to go with them, they were of little value. Now, I was trustworthy, hardworking, helpful, kind, compassionate, charitable, and full of professional and life experience, but unless I had, not anyone else, but unless I guess I had some sort of external source to legitimize them, they weren't as useful. So what I did is, for lack of a better way of describing it, I went down a very deep rabbit hole to try and figure out why my legitimacy and self-worth were so dependent on things outside of me. And what I created while I was down there was a very productive way to climb out that anyone could use. So I condensed it and then converted it into what I call as a do-it-yourself guide.
It's great.
And
You're
Alyssa,
giving us a letter.
I did not plan to mention this because this is pushing me a little bit, you know, kind of out on a limb here, or my own limb.
Oh, you're among friends here. But if you don't want to, okay.
Well, I thank you, and I feel among friends, so thank you. And I'm I'm not sure how else to say this. I've never thought of myself as being one that had the ability per se, although I believe we all have the ability to channel information, whether it's knowingly or unknowingly. But I can tell you, but beyond the shadow of a doubt, when I got to some of the depths of thought that I got into with these chapters, some of the thoughts that came to me, I thought, Lori, how did you come up with that? How did you? And the only thing I could answer is, I didn't.
Well, let's take a break and ask Eric. Eric,
right, Lori?
Yes. Where's it coming from? Do you think some of it's coming from our higher self? Because my husband and I also do that. My husband will talk to a bunch of people, and then he'll say, what the fuck? How did I come up with that? Or, and the same thing with me, too. So, Eric, where did you come up with some of these awesome pearls of wisdom?
But Eric, when you were speaking there, Lori, and every time you would say, this is going a little outside of my comfort zone, Eric is like rubbing his hands together like, oh, good, push yourself just a little outside of your comfort zone. That is an awesome thing to do. Absolutely. You are connecting with your higher self. Eric said that you got yourself into some very deep, he's calling it retrospective thought. You went into a very creative space. He's calling this your awakening. He's saying that this period was very much your awakening and an introduction to, and he's saying introduction because there's more to come. He says that there is more within you that is coming out and you are stepping more and more into yourself. He says every day, but he's saying that you are connecting with your higher self with some of these deeper concepts, and spirit definitely had an influence with putting this together with you.
Well, thank you. Alyssa, if I may, because I worked really, really hard to make it as down to earth as possible, because I wanted it to be relatable to anyone and everyone. Some of the concepts were really, really deep, but I really worked to convey them in such a way that everyone and anyone could understand them and feel comfortable with them and feel this is written very down to earth.
You succeeded. Well, anyone can read this. Teenagers, you know, tweens, they can read it and understand it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I worked real hard at that, and one of the things that kind of was an interesting twist for me is, despite I wanted it to be a very down-to-earth read, in spite of how much time I may think about what may come next or what else is out there, my point was, is Earth is where we are right now. So one of my jobs was to help people really examine how we're spending our time here, especially since most of that time is spent talking to ourselves.
That's true. That's right.
That's awesome.
No matter.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well,
you
Go ahead.
I don't know who you were saying. Who's saying go ahead to what? You are the guest. You go for it, girl.
No matter how many times I read this book, and as the author, I've read it many, many times, but every time I do, it gets me thinking about my relationships with others by rethinking the one with myself. You see, if we're feeling disconnected, it's often because we're disconnecting. But when we reconnect to our real selves, the ones that keep our inner voices in check, the more real our connections with others start to feel again. And I apologize for how cliched it may sound, but the only way to shift the direction of our lives is to also shift the direction of our minds.
Oh, you're so right.
And
absolutely.
And I assure potential readers, the book will help you do just that. And the coolest part is they will have done it themselves. And once you read the book, you'll understand, I get what she means, that it's a do-it-yourself guide, because it's really like you're talking to yourself.
Exactly. Absolutely. You know, this would be a cool addition to our, we want to make a spiritual online school for, you know, children at first, children and young adults, or teenagers. We haven't decided, but eventually for everybody. And this would be a very cool addition to the curriculum.
Well, thank you.
What do you think, Eric?
He says absolutely. He is, believe it or not, he's quiet and very intently listening to everything that's being said. He's in all agreement of this, and he says these are really, you know, he's just kind of adding to what you had said, Lori, about being cliche. He says, you know, these are things that are really down to earth and really tangible for people to understand and to work through. And he's just appreciating the fact that it you created it that way. And these are things that we all need to understand and to be able to implement into our life right now. This helps us right now. And he's just saying this is an excellent aid for everyone.
Yeah, and I think this kind of thing is going to help us love ourselves, but also, like you said, Lori, help us connect better to others and live as we are one, not just know that we are one with one another, but live in that fashion.
Well, it took me almost 4 years to figure it out. It was very humbling and, like I said, very gratifying, but I put it in a format so that a reader could take 20 minutes a day for 21 days. Yes, just like it did for me, some of it's going to shake them up inside, but that will mean it's working. The book is very thought-provoking, and what it will provoke the readers to think about is themselves. And that's a really cool thing, to look at yourself through the thoughts in your mind. You asked me via email, and I also had a LinkedIn member ask me if the book was already available in Audible format. And I thought, you know, that's really got me thinking. So, yes, I do plan to do so, but... I would first suggest that each reader read the book, listening to it in their own voice, the one inside their head.
Oh,
and then if they'd like to listen
to
it again, listen to it in mine, because I likely will narrate the audio format. But there's just no substitute for listening to it inside your own mind without being aware that you're doing it.
That's so true. And I think it would be really cool to have on the radio show, this radio show, a series, maybe not, you know, every week, but, you know, every other week or whatever, approaching a few of these mindsets at a time.
I'd be happy to. I would certainly, obviously, encourage readers to get the book and read it, because there's a lot to it that... encapsulating it in a few minutes doesn't really take the reader into that place inside of themselves that they get to because there's interruptions and distractions. But I would be delighted to contribute in any way that you saw fit. If you wanted to take it in bite-sized pieces, sure.
Yeah, but I really do. This is the only book in a long time that I have gifted to family members, okay? So you guys need to...
Well, that is so flattering. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, no, you guys need to really trust me on this one, okay? You need to get yourself a copy, Kindle or paperback. Amazon, where else? Barnes & Noble, maybe?
No. It's currently, it just was released a few weeks ago. So right now,
I know.
It's only on Amazon, and it is in paperback and Kindle ebook.
That's awesome. All right, so let's take some calls from listeners. And, of course, Laura, you probably are going to be able to pitch in with your wisdom on the mindset on some of the struggles that some of these callers have. Eric, before we go to callers, do you have any advice for Lori or any comments?
Eric's just that he's hanging out here. He's pretty chillaxed tonight. He's really mellow, looking forward to connecting with everybody. And he's just really listening to everything that's being said. And Lori, he, again, is just saying thank you very much for what you're doing and for your contribution to all of us and to sharing this with us, because he said that all these different aspects of how we are dealing with light and how we're dealing with our everyday and, of course, our own minds and that voice that we hear inside of our heads all the time. He's just saying thank you so much for doing your part and joining in with all of us to make this a better place. Eric,
well, thank you
also,
so much.
He's also quite excited to get talking tonight. He's got a little bit of a cool attitude. He's ready to connect with everyone. And he also says, I love you, Mom. He wants to add that.
Baby.
He didn't say that yet. He says, love you so much,
Mom.
I
was thinking about that. I said, oh, my God, I forgot to say I love you. But
he says, I know. I said it first. I said it first.
Okay, you win the star. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about I got a cold, guys. I sound like a 40-pack-a-day, a 3-pack-a-day, 40-year smoker. But all right, let's go ahead and take our first caller, the 678 area code. Hello, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Elisa?
I'm doing fine. Who are we speaking with?
This is Jim in Marietta, Georgia.
Hi, Jim. So
hey
what
there.
You got for,
and,
for
well,
Lori,
I just want to say,
for
Lori,
myself? Or?
Well, Lori brings tears to my eyes. She's so spot on. I mean, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
well,
and you know what? Lori, you ought to be on TED Talks. I mean, my God, you ought to put this out in a broader format.
Yes.
Broader
well,
format, yeah.
That's so, thank you. Wow, thank you so much. I am honestly brand new at this, so with people like you that go out and get the book and make it a part of your life and tell others, that's how we'll spread the word. And I just feel very hopeful and excited and expectant, I guess, about good things to come, because some things you just know are you know, need to, the word needs to be spread. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, you're unique. And I just wanted to ask Michelle if you would just ask Eric if there's any word coming through from Helene Olson. She's a medium who's passed on 4 or 5 years ago, and a huge, huge love of mine and my wife's. And we just want to know if we could hear from Helene.
Okay, let's see here. Eric says hi to you, Jim. And,
hey, Eric.
Okay. Oh, let's see. He's do you happen to know, I'm not familiar with the name, Jim, but I'm getting an image right now of somebody who did stage work. Did she do like group readings up on that
stage? I'm sure she did, but she was the sweetest of the sweet. We miss her tremendously, and I've asked Eric before. I've said out loud to Eric if he would connect with her, because I think he would really like Helene. I think he would really love her energy.
Well, he's just I'm getting now. I'm not getting her directly connecting with me. It feels like Eric is bringing through her energy to me, and I'm getting an older woman with a real sweet, just sugary sweet personality, very, very down to earth, and I feel a bit of a sense of humor. Does that sound about right to you?
Bingo.
The personality of her?
Yeah, that would be a bingo. She passed at about the age of, I want to say, 56.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
from pancreatic cancer. Yeah, but
oh,
she's a love of our lives, and I say a prayer to her every day. She's a sweet woman.
Eric just wants to tell you. Eric's just saying that he has been with her energy. He's saying that she does hear you and she's around you. There's also, Jim, do you communicate with spirit? Because Eric says that you can, he hears you, that there's some communication, and that she, Helene, is trying to communicate with you. So are you hear spirit at all?
Yes, I've had several EVP recordings come through, and I think they're from maybe my uncle and maybe from my brother who's passed on about 7-8 years ago. But I've had very clear EVP recordings.
Yeah, I'm getting that you're going to have some real clear communication with Helene, because what Eric is saying is it's not that she can't come through and say hello, but it feels as though she is awaiting for a connection directly with you. So,
oh, that would be
so. What?
Yeah.
So, what should he do?
Well, he can do whatever he likes to communicate. I mean, Eric's just saying he can hear him. Like he's saying he can hear. Now, I just asked, is that, do you mean because of the EVPs? And he says, well, yes, but actually, Jim, you can hear spirit. You do have the ability to hear spirit. But if you were to call out to her, you're going to hear a recording on your EVP. You're going to get a response from her. There's a connection there. And with you sending out the, Eric calling it the good vibes, the heart connection that you're sending out in prayer with her is bringing her energy closer to you.
Yeah.
So
why is the connection between Jim and Helene?
There's a past life connection there.
The past life, yeah. She helped me with my brother when he passed. And I think that she looks over my family and she looks over my daughter. And she really is a protector of mine.
She's
awesome.
Going to communicate with you. You're going to hear a little more from her actually a lot sooner than what you think. So I said, how long, Eric? And he goes, a lot sooner than what you would believe. So I would keep communicating to try and, see if you can get an EVP from her, because she's quite close to you. She's hanging around you.
She's a sweetheart.
Awesome. Do that.
Love her.
Yeah.
We love her.
Oh,
awesome. Thank
great.
You so much,
awesome.
Folks.
Very
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, take care.
Okay, we got somebody from the 910 area code. Hey there, what's up?
Hey, Elise.
Hey, two guys in
you
a row.
This.
I mean, really? That's awesome.
That
okay, good,
awesome.
Good. Who is this?
You know who this is. You know who, Miles.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, Miles. Hi, Miles. Oh, my God, I haven't heard from you forever.
Yeah.
It's been a while. What's going on?
The phone goes, the house phone goes dead before I can get in there.
Okay, so you got a question for Eric?
Yeah, it's kind of unique.
Ooh, Miles, you're always unique.
Yeah. I had a dream one day that I was like a bank robber.
Okay.
But it went from that to being with Whitney Houston.
Oh, wow.
And we were walking down the street holding hands. She was waving at fans, and we went back to where she had done a concert. She sat down, and I sat down. And she said, I'll be back.
Ooh.
And then she started singing a song, and I woke up.
Wow.
That's,
her nickname is Nippy, I think. So what's up, Eric? What's with that? What does that mean? Any meaning to it at all?
Well, Eric says that he actually did get a visit with Whitney Houston, interestingly enough, that was her energy in there. Do you recall what the song was, Miles? Because Eric is saying that there was a little bit of significance to what was happening. He said that part of it was something that was playing out in your life during that time or that week. But he also said that there was a message in the song that was left with you. Do you recall what the words were or part of that song?
I woke up before I could hear anything.
Well, okay. Nippy, you need to go back in his dream state and sing a little bit louder and a little bit longer. Maybe it was from, oh my God, one of my favorite movies of hers, The Bodyguard. It was so good. That soundtrack's good too.
But the only song I could really think of would be I Look to You. I don't know.
Wait,
I love that
which
song.
One?
I Look to You.
What is it called?
The new one.
Oh, I don't know that one. Do you mean Run to You?
No, this is I Look to You. It's like she's going into her gospel roots with this song.
Oh, okay.
It's cool. Eric is just saying that this has something to do with what you are going through right now on a personal level. I don't know if you've been Have you been doing some? There's been some kind of a change in your life or something that's not been a change that you've really been welcoming. It's kind of been pushed upon you because Eric said that she was coming in to give you a message about how to move through this period of time. So I don't know what kind of stress is it. There's some sort of a stress or an anxiety that's attached to this. If you ask her, she will come back. Does that make sense to you? Do you know what I'm, because he's not exactly saying what the situation is with you, but he said that you would
understand
that. Okay.
Okay. This the lyrics, here are some of them. As I lay me down, heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. I look to you. And when melodies are gone in you, I hear a song. I'll skip the I look to you part. After losing my breath, there's no more fighting left. Sinking to rise, no more searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led me to my regret. Led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm going to make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. So, I mean, it goes on. But what's the message in that song for him?
Eric's talking about perseverance, about getting through a period of time that maybe not be something that you would have necessarily chose for yourself, but you do understand the greater purpose of it. He's also talking about the patience of continuing to work through something, having the faith of something that you may not have all the answers to right now. And watch the impulsiveness, he says. So making decisions in the next little while, he says, being impulsive will not serve you the best, to be able to take a little bit of time and around any opportunities or to be able to think. He said that there's just a slight, he doesn't really want to call it a warning. He just says it's a heads up.
Okay, just think it through, in other words. Well, thank you, Miles, for calling in.
I want to tell Eric, thank you for coming to me. He came to me here at the house.
Oh, he's pestering
he
you, eh?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Says,
how did he come to you?
He says, thanks for noticing, Miles.
I was sitting on the computer from the corner in the living room. They said there's a portal. And my head kept going. Every time I turned the computer, my head would keep going back to that corner. And next thing you know, I started crying.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Okay, Miles. Well, thank you for calling, darling.
Thanks, Miles.
Thank you. Love you, Eric.
Love you too, man. Take care, he says.
Bye.
Oh, Miles has been with us from the beginning, man. Okay, now we have somebody from the 805 area code. What's up, guys? Are you there? 805 area code? Anybody home? Anybody there? Okay, we're going
Hello.
To the next
Hello.
One. Oh, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, good. Oh, I was about to mute you again. Oh, all right, so we got you. What you got for our boy Eric?
Am I really on the air?
Hello?
Who is this?
To be on the air. I just wanted to say hi to Eric. I'm not of any help. Is there anything he wants to say to me? He said hi to me before in a reading.
Hey,
who
what's
is this?
What's your first name?
Katie.
Oh, Katie. All right, Eric, what do you have to say to her?
Kate, he says, hey, Katie. He says, what's going on? He says, it's nice to see you. Nice to hear from you again. Katie, are you changing your job? Are you about to start something new?
I don't know. I was just thinking about that.
Because he says there's an opportunity coming up. There's a bit of a shift and a change. And seems to be kind of a theme about change here, but he says that it may feel a little uncomfortable. It may feel a little out of your comfort zone, but you're going to be presented with some opportunities that are meant to expand you for the bigger picture, for the long haul, meant to put you more in the direction of what it is that you truly want to do. And he says, and you may not 100% know what that is right now, and that's okay. He said, that's okay to be where you are right now. But he said, be open-minded to changes. And he said, if it feels weird, don't shrink back and say, I don't think so. He says, go for it. It's going to be good for you.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's cool.
Hi,
awesome. Thank you, Eric.
I'm going to write you a letter, Alisa. I've been wanting to. Anyway, I know you guys have a lot of callers. Thank you so much for taking my call. Bye, Eric.
Thank you, Katie.
Bye. Bye, Katie. He says bye.
Bye.
Ooh, I feel like good things are coming her way.
Mm-hmm.
Good opportunities.
Very. Very. Yes.
All right, we got somebody from the 210 area code. Oops, I clicked and it didn't really work. The 210 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Good. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
This is Jenny.
Hi.
I'm calling from San Antonio.
Oh, hi, Jenny. Oh, of course, San Antonio. I recognize that area code.
Yes.
Are you Jenny as of Mike, Jenny?
I am, yes.
Oh, hi. Tell Mike I said hi.
I will. I just want to thank y'all and thank you for taking my call, and I thank Eric. I just had a question. It's about my husband, Mike, though. He currently has been at his job for about 12 years. And they're making some changes, and I'm just calling to see, should he still be there for a little bit longer, or should he be looking to move into another district? Is it time for him to move on? He's a teacher.
Okay. Okay, and did you say it was Ginny or Jenny?
Yeah. Ginny.
Ginny, okay. All right. He says hi. He's waving to you, and he says, for your husband, so for Mike, right now, he's going to stay where he is for a little bit. And
okay. There
is going to be a change for him coming up. He says in the next 6 months, things look to be fairly stable. When there comes to be an opportunity, he says it's going to be a very obvious opportunity, and it'll be very obvious as to what to do. He's saying if it's not a sure thing, meaning I'm just kind of on the fence, I'm not really sure if this is really for me, it's not for you. That's what he's saying. This is going to be a very clear thing that's coming up. He's also saying that there might be a slight change to what it is that he does. So how, I don't know if that means maybe his position will change slightly, his job description, but that's going to be offered to him. And Eric says this is a good thing. It's a very good thing.
Awesome. So, Lori, one of the mindsets is about change. You know, some people are really resistant to change. Maybe you could chime in here.
Well, I certainly don't want to steal anyone's thunder, but I do have some mindsets about comfort zones, even though I've mentioned that several times. But the Do-It-Yourself Guide to Conscious Living certainly addresses change and comfort zones. And I think Jenny and her husband may like the book as well.
Mm-hmm. So, Jenny, does Mike have trouble with change, or is he, likes change too much, or?
No, he's pretty good with change. I guess my question is, too, is his school going to meet standard? Because the state is having too much expectation right now for their district.
Is it going to meet standard?
Yes.
Eric's giving the answer of yes. Yeah, I'm not sure what that means either, but Eric's saying yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, he's to answer your question too, yeah, he's good with change. I mean, he accepts it.
That's awesome. But, yeah. Well, say hi to the kids, give the kids a hug, and say hi to Mike and give him a hug, okay?
I will. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Eric says bye.
All right, bye, Eric. Thank y'all.
Bye.
All right, guys. Every once in a while, you'll hear me chewing because I'm so hungry. My husband just brought in a bean burrito from Taco Bell. Okay. I have to do it. All right. Excuse me. Got somebody from the for some reason, every time I have the radio show, this timer in my desk goes off. It's really weird. Eric, thank you for that. All right,
yeah,
we got somebody from the 77. Yeah, he does that. 773 area code. Let's see who we got.
Oh.
Hi there.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm great. Good to hear you. I hear your voice all the time. Why would I say that? Hi, Eric. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. How are you? Eric says hello.
Hello, Eric. Hello. Where I'm start? I'm all over the place. I like, thank you, Lorraine, about the Do-It-Yourself Guide to Conscious Living. Oh, I need a big change.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I stay in my head. I'm full with so many things. I want to do so much for me, and I do so much for others, and I don't know.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I do so much. I'm so full. I want to learn about my chakra. I can feel people here in my house. I don't know who it is. I want to learn who it is. I want to know if it's my mom, is it my dad, is it my husband,
well,
is
let's
it
start with
Eric?
That. Eric. Mm-hmm. Eric, who's hanging around in her house? Let's start out with that. Right, what's your first name again?
Teresa. Oh, I'm so sorry. Teresa, Lisa.
Okay, Teresa. All right, gotcha. So, Eric, who's hanging around her?
Says that you have a bit of a party going on in your home, that you have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're an empath.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
You're an empath, Teresa. You pick up on energy. You can feel energy. You can feel other people, living energy as well, from living people and non-living people. Eric said that the energy that's in your home, he says it's all good. It's all, he says, you've got your guides. You do have loved ones there. I do feel a father's energy. He says a father. You also have an uncle as well, maybe father's brother. His father's coming in with somebody else beside him.
My uncle and my mother's side, he came in my dream about a year ago and said God was ready for me, and I said I'm not ready, and I woke up quick, and I never tried to find out what that dream meant. I never tried to find out. I'm just all over the place. I want to be this great spiritual guide to help others, and sometimes I overdo it on my job. I feel so full.
Well, Eric just wants to tell you, first of all, because you do have a lot of energy in your home, and he said the first thing he wants to direct to you is talk to you about grounding your energy, about slowing things down a little bit and ground your energy. Connect with nature.
Connect with nature.
He says Mm-hmm. The reason why we do this is our energy. He says the energy that comes from you, from the seen and the unseen, it can overwhelm us. It can, it can make it so that it's not easy for us to understand what's going on and actually connect with it. So he says, by understanding your own energy, grounding your own energy and learning, he said, you would benefit from, there's a lot of different courses you could take, like understanding your chakras 101, that sort of thing.
Wow.
That would really help you understand yourself and understand how you operate. Because he says, by doing that, then you'll be able to start to move into, and he's using the word organically, you'll be able to organically move through your own energy to then start to connect with other energies and then decipher and understand where it's all coming from. Because he said right now, when you're just kind of popping all over the place and tuning into it, it just feels like you have a lot of chaos and you can't
I have
focus.
A lot of chaos going on. Yeah, some good and not so good. I have a lot of chaos. I don't shut down. I used to
Teresa,
down. I don't shut
Teresa,
down.
You might want to just book a session with Michelle. I think you need some time with Eric and perhaps your father. Oh, my God, there goes the beeper again. Eric, stop. Stop already.
Oh, my father. I don't know. My mother don't be around me?
Oh, yes. No, you've got a lot of energy. I do feel like I'm not going into each spirit individually, but just presenting. He's presenting what energies are there. And, yes, your mother's energy is there as well. So you've got spirit guides, and you also have energy that feels like it may be connected to your area.
My
to
area?
Your location.
Oh.
Like, nothing negative. It's nothing like that. It's just a, they're attracted
my bedroom.
To that.
My bedroom
yeah.
is my sacred. I light candles. I buy crystals. Mm-hmm. I've been to the spirits. I bought some stuff for the chakra. They said start with the basic, the red, the color red. I haven't used it yet. It's just sitting on my dresser. I don't know what's going on.
Well, those things will help you. They will help you. But to Mother Earth and cleanse, ask Mother Earth, ask your guides, connect with your guides and ask to help you
cleanse
your energy. Cleanse it and release it to the earth, transmute it to love and protect your energy. Feel your own center so you understand what's yours and what someone else's and start there and just work your way slowly because it is a process to go through all of that. It is a process.
Yeah, but Eric can help you with that. So yeah,
sure,
just
maybe
connect with Michelle. Later.
I do. I always talk to Eric all through the day at work and driving. I just be talking to Eric.
Hey, yeah, and
awesome.
Eric, you help Teresa, okay? Have her back.
Oh, you betcha. Teresa, Eric's right there, and he says, I do have your back, girl. He says, you call on me. I'm right here with you.
Maybe you can be
you,
one
Eric.
Of her spirit guides. Oh, maybe you already are. I don't know.
He says he's already right there. He's happy to do it.
Oh, thank you,
Eric.
I love that book. I love your book. Thank you.
Oh, and you're going to love Lori's book, too. Check it out, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, to do it yourself. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks for calling, darling.
All right. Love you, Eric.
He says he loves you, too, Teresa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Eric's probably going to flirt with her now. Okay, he's a big flirt. Let's take somebody from the 760 area code. Hey, what's up?
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Who is
Hi,
this?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
This is Camellia. Hi, Eric.
Hi,
Camellia.
Hi,
oh, what a pretty name.
I call around
real
July
briefly, what you got for Eric? Because we're almost ending the
briefly,
show. I don't want to run
I
want to
connect with my husband.
Okay.
Okay. What's your
what's
husband's
your name,
Camellia? Ali, A-L-I.
Hey, Camellia, did Ali die of heart failure? Did he pass of something in the chest area?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just getting a sense. Eric, and I apologize, I don't mean to rush to bring him in, but I want to connect with him, and this is who Eric is bringing me right away. And I do feel the sense of pressure or something that happened in the chest area. Did Ali happen to wear a hat once in a while?
Yes.
Because he's showing me the brim of his hat, and he's moving it forward. He's actually tipping it downwards to you and putting his hand over his heart, and he's just offering his love and his gratitude. He's also saying that this is not the first time that you've connected with him, that you've been through a medium or spoke to him once before.
Yes.
Because he says that he's saying it's nice to see you again, my dear.
Aww. And real quick, I want to know if I'm going to get a job in the cancer center.
Tell you that he wants you, he loves how you love for other people. He wants you to ensure that you take care of yourself because, yes, mm-hmm. this is good for you, but you're at a little bit of a risk of not taking care of yourself and becoming overly concerned about other people. And he says that's a beautiful, beautiful part of who you are, but you need to take care of yourself.
That's right. Pace
yourself. You can't take care of everyone else without taking care of yourself.
Yes.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, thank you.
By the way.
Bye, Eric.
And
bye-bye.
Camilla. And thank you, Lori, for being an awesome guest. We're going to have you on again so you can teach us more. You guys, check out her book, The Do-It-Yourself Guide to Conscious Living, about entangling, what's the subtitle?
Unraveling Mindsets.
Oh, Unraveling Your Mindset.
Your mindset.
21
hey,
days.
Alicia,
yes.
Would it be all right if I left my website so people can go
of
and
course.
Find the
and
Amazon
Michelle,
link?
And Michelle, I want you to leave yours too. Go ahead.
All right.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. It is LoriGivens.com. Just remember the E at the end of Lori to make it easier to find. I also have a YouTube channel which features two of my latest book trailers. And thank you to everyone.
Oh, and they're great.
Awesome.
They
awesome.
Are great. And you guys, well, this will be archived, and I will post it tomorrow on the blog. And Michelle's
oh, thank
site
you.
Is The Healing
H. The Healing, yep.
And then H, The Healing H, -art.com.
Yes, yes. Awesome. Thank you. I'm also on Instagram and YouTube as well under The Healing Heart.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
Enjoy the show.
Thank
Hope you enjoy
thank
the
you,
show.
Alicia.
And, until,
and thank you, everyone,
until
for listening.
Next Thursday. Love you, guys.
Love you.
Love
Eric
you, too.
Love you, Mama. Love you, Lori.
Oh,
good night,
love
everybody.
You too, babe.
Good night.
Oh, 90 seconds. I'm
going to
out. Bye.
Good night.